Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Yankees baseball is on. WFAN, WFAN FM, WFAN HD1 New York, an Odyssey Sports Station.
Boomer and Geo coming to you live from the Bill Ford Tough Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. I wanted to bring this up because we were just talking about being set up in this Commander's VP of content. Al, did you happen to see on Netflix, you're the only person who would have seen this, Worst Ex Ever? Have you been watching this?
I watched the series,
yeah. Did you see the one in Nassau County in Queens where there was a man who set up his ex-girlfriend so well that she ended up in jail for 10 months and had multiple felony charges against her.
And lost her restaurant because of it.
Just amazing. So this guy was so diabolical and so crazy, and he knew law enforcement. He didn't work for law enforcement, but he knew the ins and outs of how cops thought.
It's kind of like you with Migs and Falzone.
Not quite.
Watch your step, Gina.
not quite. But what this guy did, it was just sick. So he rapes her, and she presses charges, and it's going to go to trial. So he knows he's guilty as sin with this rape. So he comes up with this thing. This all happened in Nassau County, by the way. He comes up with this elaborate plot to pay people that he knows to report that an Indian woman is stopping people, falsifying being a police officer, has a gun, and then robs them. So 3 different locations, like 2 in Queens, 1 in Nassau County. He gets all these people to do this. Same description, everything. And he does it like drip by drip. So the first one comes in, then the second one comes in, and they get a partial plate on the car. And then the third one comes in, someone gets the full plate on the car. So now they have these 3 or 4 instances of the same exact thing. This woman comes up, she's got the black pistol, she's got the badge around her neck, falsifying police officer, robbed me. So they go and they pull her over in Queens. They bring her down to Nassau County, the 4th precinct, I think, in Nassau County, and start hammering her and interrogating her and everything. She's like, I have no idea what you're talking about. They throw her in jail. She's in there for I believe it was 10 months. It was almost a year. She's in there for 10 months.
Well, I mean, there was no bail. There was no...
Bail was $1 million. She
didn't have it.
Yeah. So, and she's like deteriorating in jail. And finally, someone was able to... So I think someone came forward months into this thing and said that he tried to pay me and I felt bad about this. And there was another guy who went to the cops. There was another guy who went to the cops to try to tell the story, saying he tried to pay me. I'll go to these other witnesses and show you. And then the cops were like, you're tampering with a witness. We're going to throw you in jail too.
So they didn't want to listen to what was really the real story.
Yeah. But finally they were able to connect everybody. And I mean, she was this close to being in jail for like 40 years because this guy set her up. It's amazing.
Wow.
Yeah.
And she was a restaurant owner, you said, Al?
Yeah, she was like a financial person. during the day, and then at night she had purchased a small like restaurant in Queens that she was running as well.
So
she was
crusty or something like that.
Yeah. It was like Jamaican food or something. Yeah. So she was like busy all day long with her financial job, and then into the restaurant at night.
And this, so what ended up happening to the guy?
And a single mom, by the way.
Yeah, I mean...
Oh my. So what ended up happening to the guy?
Well, he ended up getting arrested and convicted, and he's going to serve up to 30-some-odd years in jail.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, for the rape as well as the setup?
It was more the setup, I think, that they put him in jail for. I don't know if the rape ended up even going to trial at that point. I don't remember what happened at the end. I don't know. It might have. I don't remember.
Yeah, I think it hadn't at the time. It was scheduled to, but I think it hadn't at the time that they filmed this.
Jeez.
Yeah. I mean, and this poor woman could not have been a nicer person. Like, she was, you know, she was like second generation. Her parents had come over from India. She's working her ass off. Like Al said, she's a financial person during the day. She's a single mom. She opens this restaurant. She's doing all these things. And this guy just walks in. He pretended he was a police officer. This guy walks in, goes, yeah, I'm a cop. Work around here. He says, your security cameras aren't right. I can help you with that. They start dating and obviously goes awry and the rape happens and everything else, but this horrible person just walked into her life one day in that shop. Crazy, diabolical, nutso guy. Wow. And turns her life upside down. And she could have been in jail for decades because of this. But anyway, so I thought that was fascinating. Plus, it had a local tie-in because it was Nassau County and Queens and all of that. Okay. So tonight.
Yes.
Chiefs and Ravens. I heard on the warm-up show, buzz or no buzz, Al believes and Jerry believes, both of them, that there is no buzz for this game tonight.
What?
He said no buzz.
Oh, come on, man. It's opening night. It's going to be huge buzz.
I think that just because it's the opening of the NFL season and the Kansas City Chiefs are playing and the Baltimore Ravens, which are obviously a very exciting team as well, I mean, there's natural buzz. But I think locally, at this point, we're anticipating the Jets and the Giants so much that maybe we're overlooking it here a little bit.
I'm not overlooking it. I'm excited. I mean, I think it's going to be, John Harbaugh taking his team on the road into Kansas City. Can they do what the Lions did last year? I don't think they will, but can they do it? Can they go in there and rough up the Kansas City Chiefs and keep the games low? And remember, Derrick Henry now playing for the Baltimore Ravens.
That is correct.
And it's one of the things the Ravens got away from in last year's AFC Championship game. If you remember, you know, they wanted to throw it as opposed to run it, and they couldn't run it against Kansas City, so they put the ball in Lamar's hands, and it didn't work out so well.
No.
And it got to the point where, you know, it got so bad that when we got to the train station after the game, you know, Bill Cowher got into it with a Ravens fan.
No, that is true, and that was not Bill's fault. It was a drunken, psychotic Ravens fan who was just in his face, and Bill had to, he went into defense mode.
But I told you, I had that Giant guy
who
worked for the Giants, who I think his girlfriend or wife loved the Ravens, so they had to go to the game.
Yeah.
And the Giants person who worked for the New York Giants, you know, ended up getting in between all of us and this maniac.
Mm.
But you know, like when you're in the train and there's somebody that's like yelling at you or something like that, if you engage, you know, then all of a sudden it gives them more reason to continue their engagement.
Kind of have to shut your brain off in that situation, right?
I understand that Coach Cowher wanted to protect the NFL shield because this guy was claiming that the games were fixed.
That's right.
And Coach didn't like that.
Mm-hmm.
So Coach was ready to stand up for the honor of the NFL. And I was like, when the guy said the game was fixed, and I looked at Coach, and I saw that chin come out.
What you say, you psycho?
Yeah.
Say it to my face. Don't you disrespect the shield. Ooh.
Well, I'm telling you, man, I Coach was intense.
Of course.
I mean, I've seen him. Because working with him all these years, I never really saw that side of him. Well, a couple times when he yelled at the producer when they were talking to his ear and he was trying
Shut
to
up.
Say something.
Shut up.
Sometimes like that.
Take it down to the ground.
But this one, man, this I felt like if he were
annoyed at Ben Roethlisberger getting ready to scream at him on the field. This was the coach that I was seeing.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was the human being I was seeing.
Yeah.
So anyway, to go back to the game, I think, a little revenge, extract revenge. You know, I'm sure John Harbaugh is playing that up a little bit. But, man, I think Kansas City offensively is better this year than they were last year. Mm. Now, they're not going to have Marquise Brown in the game tonight. He's hurt.
Nope. And they're not going to have Kadarius Toney because they cut him.
Yeah. Well, they drafted Isaiah Worthy kid.
Yeah, and you said that at the time. You're like, that's the end of Joker.
Toney. See ya.
That was the end of Joker. And Joker, by the way, is just because I follow him on Instagram, Kadarius Toney, young Joker. I mean, he just still is a guy who does not get it. Just doesn't get it at all. Everybody's against him. He's the victim. You'll see, blah, blah, blah. I mean, just stop, man. Like, you're such a talented guy. And all you have to do is just work hard.
What kind
hard.
Of talent? The rap talent or the football talent?
No, football talent, man. You remember when he
dropping passes left and right?
Because he's not focused. He's not trying hard. Well, he's talented, though. He's talented. He's fast. The only reason he made it to the NFL is because he's talented.
Yeah, I think the NFL, I mean, you know, Seattle gave him a look. I don't know if they signed him or if they're going to sign him. I'm not sure.
Man, oh, man, oh, man. Let's go to Radimus in Houston, our buddy. Long time no talk. Radimus, how are you?
Hey, what's up, guys? How y'all doing today, man?
All right, Radimus. What's happening, brother?
Hey, I've been listening every day, you know, finding a reason to call, but, you know, we out here. Hey, so they actually tried both cases coincided, right, side by side, the rape case and the impersonation of the cops. So they actually gave him life without parole, so he ain't coming out ever, actually.
Nice. That's good to know.
And the lady owned the Golden Crust. And, man, I'm free. It's freaking crazy, man, this system. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it was scary. I mean, for someone like that, so innocent, to be able to be in jail for that long for something that she didn't even know what the hell they were talking about when they pulled her into the precinct.
Hey, Rodimus, do you remember what this guy's name was?
Oh, man. Nah, actually not at all. Yeah, and I actually finished the episode 2 days ago, but I do not remember this guy's name.
His name was Jerry, like Ram Ratton or something.
Ramatan? Yeah, there you go. Something like that.
Jerry
I just don't understand how. Right. I don't understand how he was taking pictures with a gun in New York City. I thought we had because I'm not a New Yorker. Laws against you carrying a gun, like if he's not even a cop. And hey, guys. It's football season, baby. Let's go Eagles, baby. Fly.
Radimus. Did I know you were an Eagles fan? Did we know that?
No, because it never came up. But, you know, it's football season. Oh. We in Brazil tomorrow. I don't know why we there. But let's go Jalen Hurts. Let's get me some Philly specials, baby. Let's do it.
Wow. Yeah. Radimus, this is a whole new side of you I had no idea existed. The Philadelphia Eagles. Is this because you were from, like, South Jersey? Is that, like, what?
No.
You were from the Bronx, right?
Man, but remember the Giants. No disrespect, man. The Giants, they were just growing up. They were a two-button-up team, you know. You had my boy Mike Vick on the Eagles. You had just those guys that I could, I could relate to, man. The big dogs, the Gunners, man, the dogs. Yeah. But the Giants are just too professional for me. You know, it's like the Yankees. I love the Yankees. But when are we going to finally let these guys wear a beard? Do you know how ugly Cole looks without a beard, man? And all these guys just come and just look. They just look like, can I say it? Can I say no balls with no hair?
Yeah, no, you sure. Yes. Shaven testicles.
Testicles with no hair.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah, that's the way my face looks if I shave it completely. So I know exactly what you're saying. Radimus, by the way, for the listening audience that doesn't know his history, he left his 9-month pregnant wife at home to attend the boat party that we had.
Oh yes,
out in Bayshore. True that. He said true that.
Right. So, and I would do it again any day. I would definitely do it again any day.
That's great. How's Houston treating you, Radimus?
Hey, so Houston is great, man. You know, the people are actually, loving and caring. I get to carry a gun everywhere I go. So, you know, people are more respectful. And then by the grace, I was happily, Boomer, ended up buying a house here because taxes are fantastic.
That's
you
right.
Know what I'm saying?
That's right. Yep.
Look at Radimus. Living the Radimus. American dream.
Right.
I'm proud of him.
Did you see where Bill Belichick said it was hard to acquire players to the Patriots because of, I think, Foxborough has a separate tax for, you know, millionaires. Like there's an extra tax there too. So Radamus is living the American dream. He went to Texas.
That's right.
Yes.
He went to Texas. Well, Radamus, it's great talking to you. Don't be a stranger. I'm not going to hold it against you that you're an Eagles fan. And hopefully we talk to you soon.
All right, will do. Thanks, guys. All have a great day.
Radamus. You too. That's Radamus. Radamus, you can't do that to me.
That's terrible.
You can't say, all right, guys, have a great day, and then be like, hey. Because now it sounds like I hung up on him. I didn't mean to hang up on him. I thought the phone call was over.
Well, he might call back. We'll look for him.
So the guy's name is Jerry Ramratten.
Yes. This is the guy we're talking about on my The Worst Ex Ever Netflix documentary.
Ramratten.
Happened in Nassau County. Set up this poor woman.
Is that the woman?
Yeah, it's her.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Okay. That's it.
There she is.
Yeah. And just as bad as
he's a grifter or something.
Grifter. See, that's a word that's not used a lot. A grifter.
That sounds like.
You don't want to be a grifter. There was something with Radamus. That's right. So the first time Radamus called, and we got a drop out of him, and that was when he called up just to talk about like an umbrella that was in his mother-in-law's house or something. We were talking about clutter in a house.
Yeah.
And then you decided to do you and the things you like to do. And you talked about a mummified body in a hoarder's house and just took the conversation from fun to absolutely tragic. And that's how we got the Radamus drop.
Wow.
He's like, yeah. He's like, my mother-in-law, man, she keeps too many umbrellas by the door. Then you're like, well, want to hear about this story?
Radamus
didn't know what to, know what to do. Mummified hoarder corpse. Wow. It's crazy. Look what happens out there in these streets.
Right. Well, you know, the interesting thing is he calls in and he talks about his mother-in-law who's a hoarder. And I happen to be reading that article about the mummified body in a hoarder's house. They found it underneath everything.
Yep, that's right. I remember.
Yeah. So what do you want me to do? I mean, like, I have to I have to bring up what I'm reading and how it had something to do with what he was talking about.
Wow. Well, I'm glad you did. Because it gave us that drop. All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey.
You sit in traffic now, but later there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer and Geo.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. So yesterday we had this big golf fantasy football day, and it started in the afternoon, and I got home so quick there was no traffic. I could stop home. So I'm like, do I stop home or I just go right to the club? But you know what, let me stop home and see the girls, you know, say hello for a little bit, and before I go back.
So Gina was out with her sister doing something. So Louise, my mother-in-law, was there with the two girls. So I walk into the house, and Louise loves to find the thing on television, on cable news, that's the worst thing going on in the world. She loves that.
You okay,
know?
Yeah.
So I walk into the living room, and she goes, "Ah, Greg, did you say there was a shooting?" No, I didn't, Louise. I did not see that there was a, "Oh, yeah, look, it's right here. There's a shooting." I'm like, "All right, well, that's great." And then Sabrina goes, "Dad?" I'm like, "What?" "I got bad news." "What's the bad news?" "Elvis swallowed a rubber duck." I'm like, "What do you mean?"
I think you should.
Yeah, it was unbelievable. I tried to get it out of his mouth, but just swallowed the thing whole. I'm like, "Well, I mean, that's not good." I'm like, "How?" Like,
it'd be hard to get that out.
Yeah, now it's a smaller rubber duck. It's not your traditional rubber duck size. But he just swallowed the thing, didn't even chew on it, I guess. Mm. So now I'm just, he didn't throw it up. He seemed like he was in a good mood all yesterday, so I'm waiting for that thing to pass. Hopefully it does, no problem, but yeah. So I was like, "I'm glad I came home."
Yeah, hopefully it doesn't get stuck on the way out.
Yeah, see, that's the problem that you worry about with that.
Yeah.
That's exactly right.
But he's, yeah.
God, yeah, what a good idea to stop home.
Yesterday. I know. Yeah, yeah. Well, someone said yesterday, if it can get down the throat, it should be able to go out the ass. That's what somebody said. Does that make...
I mean, like, so somebody, one of these guys that you play golf with, and one of these guys that are in your fantasy football league said that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is he a veterinarian?
No, and he actually said, "I'm not a vet, but I
stayed
think,
at the Holiday Inn last night." I mean, what
I
the hell?
I think if it can go down the throat, it should be able to go out the ass.
And that's what you're going
and
with.
It made me feel good. I was like, you know what? Guys. I was like thinking about it. I was like, I was like, yeah, I guess.
It kind of makes sense. I understand.
Yeah, yeah,
I still think that you should get a quality professional assessment.
Yeah.
Not go with one of your guys.
You got to work its way through a lot of tubing.
No, I know. Trust me, I know. I'm aware.
Now, so. I don't want to. But speaking of videos, G showed me a video of this fantasy football meeting yesterday.
Okay.
Oh, it's classic. It is absolutely classic. It's everything that, like, men do. It's like, this is why women hate that.
Oh, yeah. No, I know.
You go from golf, having a few cocktails, to fantasy football, and it's everything you would think it would be. You know what I mean?
I mean, the amount of betting that goes on with things, too. Like, I saw two guys bet $20 on who was going to pee longer. You got to be kidding me.
I remember I came back from a golf trip, and we were sitting at JFK waiting for the bags, and it was like 30 of us, and they were all betting on whose bag was going to come out first.
Yeah.
Yep. So Michael Jordan used to do that, and he used to pay the bag handlers to have his bag come out first so he would win.
And this is exactly what happened. So, you know, who organized it was Dan Marino. Okay, so Dan Marino organized this. And I know he probably paid the bag attendant. Now I know, and for all these years. And, of course, his bag came out first.
Mm-hmm. He knew.
Yep.
He knew.
You know.
That's right.
Jerry, I never knew that about Michael Jordan, and now after all these
I think
years.
That was in The Last Dance. I think they told that story. He gambled on everything, including what bag would come out first. No one knew. He was paying the baggage guys to make sure his bag came out first.
Genius.
I mean, hilarious, actually.
All right, Jerry, what's going on in sports?
I'm brought to you by the Farmer's Dog, fresh human-grade dog food delivered right to your door by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire, nobody. We've got the Chiefs and the Ravens tonight. Patrick Mahomes not thinking about the Vegas Super Bowl from 7 months ago. It's a new year.
I don't think last year's too much in your mind. I mean, you're so focused on trying to get better, and, I mean, we're playing the best of the best, I mean, week one. So we're going to see where we're at. We're going to go out there and play our best football early in the season.
Against a really good team, John Harbaugh, keeping things in perspective for his Ravens.
One of the big lessons to me is that you have to remember it's the first game, but it's not the only game. So, you know, we're going to have another game after that, and we're going to have 17 regular season games and as many postseason games as we earn.
Yeah, well, he is the head coach of the Ravens, and some around here think we see the Ravens a lot in this game. I heard you allude to this from the warm-up show. Al, we were talking buzz, no buzz, and for Al, no buzz, because as he says with the Ravens in recent memory to him, this is what he thinks of.
I feel like it's been the Ravens the last few years. It's like AFC champion versus the Ravens.
And as we later found out, Joey and Yonkers let us know 2013, the last time.
Yeah.
The Ravens were in this game.
Just yesterday.
Yeah. I agree with it. It does feel like you see the Ravens a lot on primetime, but not in the season opener. All right, time now for Around the Dial. Around the Dial. Our first stop would be ESPN. Chris Russo and Stephen A. Smith do their first take. There are people that think Jerry Jones has had a good run in life, including Christopher Russo.
The man's 82 years of age.
Jerry.
He's not going to pay him until he proves he can win a Super Bowl
with him.
He's
only 82?
I think he's 82.
Molly.
Oh, yeah, make it
younger than I thought.
He's not 40.
Jerry Jones? Jerry Jones?
Yeah.
82 is not young.
82 is young.
No, it's not.
It's not young, Molly.
Not young. You could go any day at 82.
Yeah.
Just die already, you fossil.
Didn't say that.
Jeez. Hanging around way too long.
I mean, was it 3 years ago you were telling us he was going to die?
No, he doesn't have many seasons left.
See?
No.
I hope he makes it through the offseason.
No. Those are taken out of context.
His days were numbered.
Jerry was concerned about his days, and he wanted to win before something happened. Like Chris Russo said, he's now 82. You never know. Then could there be trouble a-brewing between him and Stephen A. Smith? Ooh. You know when you do shows or you've done games with people, and they ask you to say something, and then you repeat what they said because you weren't listening to them?
Yeah.
That could be a bone of contention sometimes.
Could be.
Well, yesterday.
Can I read it to you?
Yes.
This is from Steve. You listening? From November. Steve, yes. Wake up! November 17th.
I'm not asleep. I'm looking at a text message, big head.
So there you go.
That's... I'll tell you, the dog has added so much to that.
Yeah, but you better watch out, though, man. Stephen A. Smith's got a body count over there.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
You know, you cross him.
Yeah.
Max Kellerman's still walking around with the scars.
Oh, man. Then we go to Sirius XM. We find our guy, Adam Schein, who says he's so good he can't get enough of himself.
As I was going back through old interviews, as I was thinking about all these glorious shows, I was listening to me.
He would go on and give you an example.
And then when I was done listening to my interview with Aaron Rodgers, I went back and I listened to last year's interview with Aaron Rodgers. Because nobody loves me more than me.
And then I took my shirt off and pleasured myself in the mirror. What a day!
I didn't.
Ping pong! Ping pong!
Again, he didn't say that. And then I take you to the DA show on Sirius XM, whose guest was Ian Eagle. Ian, thinking back to a time in 1995 when he noticed something while he had just started working for the Nets about Rick Mahorn.
So he's walking up the aisle of the plane, and I turn to my radio partner, Mike O'Corin, and I say, this is insane, but do you realize that one of Rick's butt cheeks is twice the size of my entire ass?
So turns out Mahorn heard him. He heard him. So how would he react?
Stand up, Birdman. So I stand up. He proceeds to grab the elastic on my underwear and pull it towards the back of my neck.
Wow.
And gives me an adult wedgie.
Oh, my God.
The only wedgie I've ever received in my life.
Okay.
And it happened on a Nets charter.
So we're going to give Mraz a wedgie right now after that story. Sean, get over here. Let me pull underwear right up to your fat head and get that fabric stuck right between those cheeks.
I got to tell you, I missed that.
Giving people wedgies?
No.
Oh.
Mraz and
DA. Oh, DA.
Oh, man. Some of that stuff was hilarious.
I thought the same thing you thought.
Yeah.
Giving rookies wedgies in the locker room.
No, I don't think I ever gave a rookie a wedgie.
You definitely gave
someone up the flagpole.
It's wedgies, swirlies. You had to do something. Ever do a swirly?
No, like a purple nurple.
Purple nurple.
Oh, yeah. Those are the worst.
They are.
You know what I hated the worst was the wet willy.
Gross.
That's the most disgusting. The one I
hated, when you'd walk and other guys would hit you in the stones.
Well, I mean, that's just cruel.
Yeah, but that happened. Like, guys do that to each other.
Well, the ball tap.
The ball tap.
Ball tap's a bad one.
Yeah.
I mean, ball tap's probably the worst when someone just does like the back of their hand real quick.
Bang.
That.
It hurts for 10 minutes.
Yeah, it does.
It's the worst.
And you know it's going to hurt.
Absolutely.
That's the thing. It's like the 10 seconds before, like, you get hit and you go, oh, here it comes.
Yeah.
And then you want to throw up.
And like, ah!
Yep. Yeah. All right, that's number one.
Okay.
Would you say that?
The ball tap.
The ball tap for sure. Would you say when? And Noogie, I'd take. See, to me, number two is I would take a purple Nurple over a wet willy. I would.
Nothing worse than having somebody spit in your ear.
Right, well, I mean, take their spitty finger and run around your ear. It's so violating.
I don't know. You felt violated in Arizona just from a wah-wah.
That's true.
Purple Nurple's a little more.
Yeah. That wasn't a purple Nurple.
That wasn't a purple Nurple.
Just give him a love to squeeze.
Call it what you want.
Right. Caressing.
All right. Purple Nurples, Noogies, Ball Tap, Wet Willy.
So where would you rank that? Like, if the first is the Ball Tap, two for me is Wet Willy, three
The Nurple. If somebody's got you good, the Nurple hurts.
What about when someone lets one go and you're stuck trailing it? That's rough, too.
Crop dust.
That's crop dust.
That's intentional rough. Crop dust?
Yeah.
Interesting.
That's disgusting.
Interesting. Yeah, we used to do this thing in high school where, like, if you said something stupid, did something stupid, you take your hand and like and take it, you get your neck like this, like as hard as you could. And then there was like levels of stupidity. So like the first one would be like a little slap on the neck. The second one would be like you really grab the neck. The third one is you'd use your nails.
That was
the rake.
The rake.
And then there was the Uncle Jesse, which was a knee to the thigh to give somebody a Charlie horse.
Yeah, the knee.
That was bad.
I remember the Uncle Jesse's, but I don't remember ever scratching anybody.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. Yeah, that's what I mean. We were terrible.
Hey, good times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Every day, Boomer came into your office and ripped farts.
Ripped farts. Okay. He's been on a hell of a run here, by the way, Boomer, ever since we got back from Labor Day. It's been amazing.
Buddy tells me yesterday, he goes, you know, what they say when you're over 50, don't trust the fart.
Oh, yeah. No, I know.
Oh, God.
I was like, what? Yeah. I had never heard that.
You never heard that?
I don't know why I had never heard that.
No,
I don't think I've ever heard
that. I'm 50. No one told me.
Well,
really?
I just got told. Yeah,
exactly. Yankees lost to the Rangers 10-6. They have lost 6 of 8, remain a half game behind Baltimore for first place. The Orioles lost to the crappy White Sox 8-1. You also had the Mets beating the Red Sox 8-3. Jesse Winker, a first inning grand slam. New York scored 4 more runs in the 8th off Kenley Jansen and Rich Hill, who walked 5 batters combined. The Mets, though, remain a half game behind Atlanta because the Braves beat the Rockies 5-2. And you also had in Chicago, the Cubs, a combined no-hitter as they shut out the Pirates 12-0. Cubs' first no-hitter at Wrigley since 1972. Matt Chapman, 6-year extension with the Giants, 151. And Jessica Pegula advanced into the U.S. semifinals. She beat the top seed Iga Swiatek in straight sets.
All right, thanks, Jerry. It's Boomer and Geo coming to you live for the Built Ford Tough Studio.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer and Geo.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network on the morning of the 2024 football season, NFL opener later tonight with the Chiefs and the Ravens. Let's get some calls in here because we got a very interesting array of topics on the board. So let's go to Matt in East Rockaway first. What's going on, Matt?
Hey, how you guys doing? First time, long time.
Nice. Well, welcome aboard. What do you got for us, man?
So I have a saying that always told me since I was a little kid, and I think it really could help Boomer. And it's, you used to always tell me, it's better to fart over a toilet than crap your pants.
Yeah.
And to this day, I've never crapped my pants, and I think you start living by it, Boomer.
I appreciate the tip, Matt. I've never crapped in my pants. Maybe once or twice.
You said I've never crapped in my maybe once or twice.
Maybe once or twice. I can't fully say that I've never had a a sharding situation.
Yeah. I had one really bad one back in 2002.
Wow, what were the Mets doing at the time?
It was the year Mo Vaughn and Kevin Apier and all those guys.
Yeah, there you go. Okay.
But anyway, so yeah, it was a really bad. I was coming back from Ithaca College. I was driving back, and I thought I could make it home, and I was a mile away, and it just happened.
Yeah, it's sometimes
really bad.
It's a human bodily function that sometimes you can't control. I get it.
Yeah. Yep. But I still have friends to this day that it happens to them like way more than it should.
Well, they're your friends.
Yeah, no, I know. I just like, what? You're still pooping yourself? Like, you gotta, you know?
Yeah, I have not done anything remotely close to any of that in the last 30 years.
Yeah, I mean, you don't even use public restrooms.
No, I don't.
I mean, you take it to a whole different level.
Exactly.
Ken in Cupsall Lake. What's going on, Ken?
Hey, good morning, Boomer. How's everything?
All right, Kenny, what's happening?
Not much. Just want to first off say I'm a big fan, big Ranger fan, big Raider fan. Boomer, this question's for you. A clip came across my screen yesterday, and I'm not being a wise guy when I ask you this, but when Bruce Smith tackled you, sacked you, can you walk me through what you experienced, what you saw, what happened? Did you say anything to the guy who had a false start that let him get to you so fast? And what did Bruce Smith say to you when he leaned over? Because he looked like he was pretty concerned.
Yeah, I have no idea.
I was very intrigued by that clip. But I'm sorry that you're injured on that play. But I was very intrigued by that clip.
I appreciate that, Ken. Yeah, I don't remember.
Boomer's not moving. I don't know if he has been knocked unconscious, but he is not moving at all.
Oh, Boomer dead. Is he dead? Oh, my God. He killed Boomer. Yeah, I don't remember.
Yeah, he doesn't remember. Yeah,
I mean, I've seen it 1,000 times, but I don't remember.
Yeah, I mean, it's been documented. I mean, the next thing you remembered was you sitting on the bus or something? Or
yeah, with Eddie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hello. Welcome to 4 hours later.
You know what? It's kind of interesting because I don't know how I got on the bus.
And you were never in that bus. You were always with your teammates.
Yeah.
But I guess because you were banged up, they put you there. And then you were telling Glenn Foley to watch out for us because we were sneaky radio guys. And then the Bills fans, as we were pulling out, were throwing bottles at the bus.
Yes, I do.
Nice. Good memories.
Well, it's not that I remember that, but I remember other times visiting Buffalo, the same thing happening.
Yeah. Football the way we liked it. Huh?
Mouth breathers.
You're sitting right behind me. Oh, boy.
Yeah. Yeah. Think about that. How many years ago?
It was 95.
Wow. We're talking about, 30? Coming up on 30 years?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Quickly, Kim and Ridgewood's got some advice for my dog Elvis, who ate a rubber duck or swallowed a rubber duck whole yesterday. Hello, Kim.
Hey, good morning, guys. So if he ever swallows something again, if you give him a shot of peroxide in his mouth, he will throw it.
Throw it a shot of peroxide in the mouth, huh? He'll throw it right up?
Yep. So if you take like a squirty thing from your kid's Tylenol and fill that up with peroxide... And do it outside because it's messy, but he'll throw up.
All right. Very good. I mean, I'm hopefully. Do you believe that this rubber duck is going to pass? Do you agree with my friend's take that if it could go down the throat, it should be able to come out the ass?
Well, I have bad news for you because I had a dog that swallowed a ball similar size to a small rubber duck, and we had to have surgery for her to get it out.
No!
So,
no, Kim!
If you don't see it today, I would probably take him to the vet, and if he starts to throw up, you have to go to the vet right away because it's fairly serious thing.
Yeah, I know.
Sounds like something for Gina to do right now.
Yeah, I know. It's first day of school, Sabrina getting on the bus. So,
no, C-Mac was talking about first day of school stuff. With the pictures, is that still a thing?
Yeah, I got some pictures just now, yeah.
That's definitely a thing.
You got to have some sort of documentation of these things, right?
This is especially when kindergarten, now with your phones and your videos. You know, the interesting thing is that I have a lot of videos, and you know, I could show Winnie videos of her when she was two. Like we didn't have that when we were kids, and I could say to her, "What's this? Where are you? What are you doing?" And she knows because I have that video, and she'll always know what that video is, and hopefully she'll always remember it. Those are the things that our generation, we can't remember.
True. That was apparently Winnie Doodoo's first word. You thought she said something. And I didn't have the heart to tell you that I didn't think she actually said it at the time.
Let me hear it again. That was Winnie's first word?
That's what you claimed it to be. You sent it to us. It's like, she said this. And I was like, do you hear it? And I was like,
she said Biden sucks.
You're right.
We're in jail.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey. Yeah.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.